Adam Posen believes we'll ride out the storm, but that's not to say it'll be bright and sunny anytime soon. Mr. Posen is deputy director of the Peterson Institute of International Economics in Washington.
We had, over the last 3 weeks, a true financial panic. Nothing changed in the fundamentals of the situation. There was going to be some slowdown, but nothing terrible had yet happened. Since, however, we had this panic, the plumbing of the financial system has gotten clogged. Even very good companies and perfectly good borrowers have been unable to get credit. And that means they have to cut back on their activities, sell assets, pay higher interest rates to get short-term credit. And that gums up, frankly, the whole economy.
So the credit crunch could lead to the worst fear of a global recession?
Exactly. I mean, imagine that you're sitting there and you're worrying about something. It hasn't yet come true, but then you essentially make yourself sick worrying. And so your resistance is down and you catch the flu as a result of worrying yourself sick. That's essentially what's happening right now. I realize that's a sort of homely metaphor, but there's really no other way to put it. The fear itself is causing the problem.
So to ask the question, is this just panic? How much is panic? How much is real? It doesn't sound like it really matters.
In terms of the outcome, it actually doesn't, unfortunately. And the other sad part about having a panic is it's not entirely clear what you can do to stop it. Up until 3 weeks ago, I was very optimistic and calm. I'm starting to get a little nervous, to be honest. I'm still sure everything will work out okay over the, you know, more than the next few weeks. But we're going to have a pretty bumpy ride until people realize the government does have enough money to clean things up.
Are the comparisons between what's happening now and what happened in 1929 starting to look more real than they were a week or so ago?
In the one aspect of the credit system getting really gummed up and that having a direct multiplier on the economy in a negative way, that analogy, not so much to 29, but 1933 is right. The rest of the things that happened that made the Great Depression really great are not going to happen. We don't have a collapse of world trade. We don't have a government unwilling to spend. We don't have a central bank unwilling to cut interest rates when things are bad. We don't have an absence of deposit insurance causing people to really leave the system. There's a lot of things that are fundamentally better and stronger now so that we will not repeat 1933 or 1929.
How is the U.S. likely to fare here compared to other regions of the world? Or is everybody equally vulnerable at this point?
No, not everybody's equally vulnerable. Again, to go back to the illness analogy, you know, as a 70-year-old in poor health to begin with, you may be in worse shape when the flu comes along versus if you're some jock who eats huge amounts of vitamin C tablets. The U.S., for all its faults, is closer to being the jock with the vitamin C tablets. Many emerging markets, including China and India, they too are getting hurt right now, but they probably will be okay in the end. The place I'm frankly most worried about is Europe. They had some fundamental weaknesses in their financial systems they didn't address. And so even if they're picking this up through contagion, they're just not in good shape to handle it. It's going to be a much worse case for them once the panic subsides than for the rest of us.
So how far away could a turnaround be looking at it right now?
Depends which variable you're looking at. If in talking about economic turnaround, the odds are the U.S. is going to have two, maybe three bad quarter years. And so by mid-2009, I still think we'll be coming back to pretty positive growth. And I think for most of the emerging markets, it'll be a similar story. They're going to remain positive growth. Growth may slow down a little more than expected, but they'll still be moving forward. Western Europe could conceivably go into a 2-year decline.
Adam Posen is a senior fellow with the Peterson Institute of International Economics in Washington. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.